Dragon's Dogma 2, the highly anticipated successor to the cult classic Dragon's Dogma, is out now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X and S, and Steam. Dragon's Dogma 2 is a third-person action RPG boasting a richly detailed and deeply explorable fantasy world created using Capcom's RE engines, immersive graphics, groundbreaking character AI systems, and cutting-edge graphics. Dive into the vast and dynamic world where the Arisen is called upon to fulfill a forgotten destiny across the nations of Vermund, the Kingdom of Humanity, and Batal, the nation of Beastrin. Dragon's Dogma 2 revolves entirely around choice. Your choice, that is. From the sword and shield wielding fighter to the illusion conjuring trickster, there are over 10 unique vocations to choose from that all require experience to unlock new skills. And character customization is out of this world. Literally. Oh, and did I mention that the combat is really in-depth? It isn't just hacking at a giant's ankle for half an hour while you dodge roll attacks. You can engage enemies from a distance, climb up large foes, stab them in their weak points, use the terrain and trick, trip, or throw foes off high cliffs and raging waters. So visit DragonsDogma.com to buy the game and start your epic quest today. That's DragonsDogma.com to learn more.
Drunk Tank, time for the Drunk Tank with Gus, Jeff, Joel, and Bernie. They will take you on an adventure today. Oh, it's the Drunk Tank.
Okay.
Wow.
Okay. I think.
So, are you ready for Max?
No, I.
That guy's a Taboring monk.
All right.
My soul is so cleansed right now.
Jesus. I suggest after that we get a theme song that we just play.
Like, that guy was the nail in the intro song coffin.
No, wait, come on. This is awesome. Every week we get something different.
Yeah. Yeah, but it's like one of those mixed bags, you know?
It's a grab bag, yeah.
A grab bag. Oh, I love grab bags.
Sometimes it's one dude singing, sometimes it's a dude with a guitar. Sometimes it's that guy.
Do you think that guy was being ironic? Like, does he know it's bad? Or is he like, this is my masterpiece. This is my moment.
It wasn't, what are you talking about? It was awesome.
Okay.
Yeah, but he should have had an echo effect or something to make it more
atmospheric.
Nah. Yeah. Yeah, you gotta have atmosphere when you're gonna do Gregorian.
You gotta feel the energy of the monks.
It's like hearkening back to the original Halo 1 theme song.
Yeah.
Remember that shit?
Yeah. No, I remember it.
Oh, Gus is being serious. He likes it.
Yeah, it was awesome.
No, Gus is a fan.
I'm a fan of any theme song that I don't personally have to create. Okay. If I don't have to create it, it's the best theme song I've ever heard.
Hmm. All right. Hey, what's up? This is Jeff, by the way.
I'm Griffin.
Hi, Jeff.
And Gus. And who are you?
I'm Ben. All right. Hello.
There you go.
Again.
All right. I'm gonna put my marriage on the line.
Ooh.
Right out the gate, because I can't talk about this.
Oh, God. No, you should. 6 years. You're about to throw away.
No, I don't know that I'm about to throw it away. I think you might have thrown it away.
Oh, no, God.
Okay. My wife goes to Anime Expo last weekend with Monty and Kathleen and Caleb, right?
Right, in Los Angeles.
In Los Angeles. Great event, Los Angeles Convention Center. I stayed home to watch the
kids. Your great event. I wasn't there, but.
And I get a text at like midnight on, I think, Saturday night.
I don't even know what this could be.
And my wife goes, I have to tell you something that you can't tell anyone in the world.
Oh, good.
You better shut the fuck up.
And I said, Jeff? Really? Yeah?
Jeff.
You can't tell anybody in the world about this.
We've got a stare down going on.
You know what?
On.
Gus, I'm going to talk to you later. You edit this?
I don't know how not to talk about this. You know, if you don't, all right,
we can always cut later.
Don't turn into Joel.
All right. Don't be, yeah, right? You don't want me to be a Joel.
Don't become the thing you
do. So I recognize that this is not going to do.
This is not going to be a good day for you.
Yeah, this is not, my marriage will not benefit from this in any way. But I don't know that my marriage benefited from the conversation. So she texted
me. I thought
me.
We could be honest with each other.
We're being honest with each other and a couple hundred thousand people. She texts me. And she goes, I think I have a problem.
I didn't.
I go, what's going on? She goes, I think I'm into furries.
I didn't say I'm into furries.
Wow.
I said I'm into
furries. Oh, my.
Fascinating. God.
No. I said I'm intrigued.
Like, I met so many furries today.
I saw you on your Twitter account. You posted a picture
of
you
very
with them.
Interesting. I'm very interested to know more about furries.
She goes, I don't think it's sexual, but I'm not sure.
I didn't say that. You're such an asshole.
The whole
You're
thing
exaggerating.
Is sexual, right?
She goes, no, it's not. I'm sure.
It's the sexual.
I don't think it's all sexual.
If you could bone one animal, what animal would you bone? Like, no judgment.
I'm not going there. I'm not going in a sexual place with this. I'm just saying it's very interesting. I saw a lot of furries. I haven't been around them before. I've seen them online. I haven't
hung
out.
How is it interesting?
It's just, I mean, who does that? I mean, why do they do it?
She said, I think it might be a problem.
Oh, come on.
Which I agreed. It's a huge problem.
Yeah, well, you've got some new problems just came up.
What was your favorite animal that someone was dressed up as?
I'm not having this conversation with you.
You laughed into the mic.
Joel, come on.
No, because I didn't start this story. It's not my responsibility to finish it.
Hey. Come on, you almost answered. What's your favorite animal?
I didn't see a huge variety. A lot of people are into like foxes and wolves. I didn't see a big variety.
Why do you think that is? Why do you like foxes and wolves?
I didn't say I did. I said I haven't seen a variety. I've observed that there are a lot of people that are into like foxes and wolves. I didn't see a lot of, you know, like goat people.
I'm going to guess you would be into billy goats.
If you had to dress up as one, you know, you were forced to at gunpoint, which animal would you
pick? Who's got the gun?
A fox. Hitler.
Yeah, Hitler has the gun.
Okay. All right, I'll come back to this. Can I come back to this? I can answer it by the end of the podcast.
Can I? We actually once had Gus drawn as a fox, I remember. That happened a few weeks ago.
You know?
I would probably be a raccoon. I'm into raccoons. I like raccoons.
That's a good choice.
I like raccoons.
It's,
you know, they're pretty.
It's like a fox. It's got the tail.
They're crafty.
And everything.
So when Cartman was the coon on South Park, did that turn you on? is that why we watched that episode so many times?
So, Jeff, if you're into role-playing, you should probably buy like a bandit mask or something.
Yeah.
Maybe paint yourself up with some rings around your body.
Can we? Okay, let's move on. Nobody wants to hear about this.
Nobody? Nobody? Nobody at all?
I was so surprised.
I'm not into furries. I just am interested. It was fascinating to watch. I was witnessing something unusual, and I told you about it. I will never tell you about anything again if it's any consolation.
You've been to a million cons. You never noticed furries before?
No, this was actually, I've been to Anime Expo before too, and maybe I didn't pay attention before. Or I don't know if it was just a different year, but there were two things I noticed. A lot of furries, which I haven't seen as much before, or maybe I just didn't notice. And there were a lot of hot girls that weren't booth babes. They were like attendees.
Can I ask you a question before we go any further? All kidding aside, am I in legitimate trouble? And if I am, could you paw once for yes or twice for no?
Wait a minute. Didn't raccoons kill some of your chickens?
They did.
You better watch out. She's got something on the side happening down in the basement.
I hate all of you guys.
I love you.
All right, we will talk about this later.
No, we won't. That's not true.
There's nothing wrong with it. People are obviously into it, you know? So, more power to you.
I'm not into it. I'm just interested.
How is that different? I'm interested in video games, and I'm into that.
You're comparing...
You're not having sex with your Xbox, you know? It's totally...
You weren't having sex with furries. What are you saying?
You're the one that added sex into this equation.
No.
Let me assure you, all of these people are virgins. No one is touching their genitals.
I was interested. I'm like, is there like a zipper like in a special place on the suit? Like, how do they manage that? Like, what do you do?
But you're asking like how they have sex in the costume?
Do they have sex in the costume? I mean, I'm just curious. No, I'm...
Do you think, like...
So you took a picture with two Jedi Knight foxes.
Yeah, because I've never seen that comedy. I just always thought it would be funny because of the comedy. No, shut up.
Do you think that there's, anatomically correct costumes that some people wear?
There has to be. There's an anatomically correct version of everything, right?
So if I want to turn you on, like for dinner and a movie, if I
it's just not.
Po- mood,
I'm sorry, it's not possible. Don't
we,
even.
We just put on like Howard the Duck. Maybe. So what's new with you guys?
All right, have we beat that topic into the ground?
Oh my god,
it's a good topic.
I don't think so. Yeah. So your time with us is coming to an end, Ben.
I know, it's really sad.
You were in a short last week, weren't you?
I was in a short, I guess you could say.
A very well-discussed short on,
on
the internet.
The most discussed short ever.
Do you know how that short came about?
It was Jeff's idea.
Well, I mean, my idea. It came from a lunch that we had with Ben, Gus and I had with Ben. And we were just, I don't even know how we got on the subject. Ben didn't know where Russia was. I think that's what it was.
Yeah, I don't know
why
anyone
would
that.
Ever go to Russia. He'd never heard of communism or the Cold War.
Yeah, we were talking about the Cold War. He's like, what was that?
So we started asking him just generic questions, and we were so amazed about what you don't know that Brandon and those guys turned it into a short, which turned out very well, I thought.
It did. But here's the thing. I don't need to know everything in the world.
Anything would be a... Would
okay. You're right. You don't need to know everything, but anything would help.
Okay.
There is life beyond PHP.
Yeah. You thought World War II happened in the 1800s.
No. Well, I had no idea. But here's the thing. I went in, and I thought it would just be a short. And then they said, okay, put on mic, we're going to interview you. So there was no script. So I was like, shit. So they just asked me when it was. I had no idea, but you can't say I don't know.
Right.
So I had to make up a number. And the first thing that came to my head
was... You don't make up a number. No. You have to take an educated guess.
So you said that Germans bombed Pearl Harbor with a missile. A German missile.
It was before my time. I wasn't alive.
Before our time, too.
No, you keep saying that. Gus and I weren't born in the 1800s. I got to say, though. Kudos to Bernie for keeping a straight face throughout that whole thing, because I would not have been able to do it.
Yeah.
There was quite a lot of laughing in between takes.
He did a phenomenal job with that.
That went on for a long time. That was 50 minutes of humiliation. You know, down to an amazing 5.
You know, the best part about that whole thing? It was a very funny interview. You guys had great chemistry together on screen. It was very clever. I showed it to Griffin, and the first thing she goes, she looks at it and she goes, why did they use that dead plant in the middle? Why would they do that? That's all I can see. I can see is the dead plant.
That's been a sore subject in this office for a while, hasn't it?
Yeah.
Jack's not here today. I could throw that thing away.
That plant's been dying a slow, miserable death for a year on his desk.
Did you guys
do
that on purpose just to, annoy me?
What? No, I thought it was add culture. You know, make it look more professional, like an interview.
No, it was a sad, dying bamboo plant.
He wasn't sad. He had a happy life.
No, it was on Jack's desk, slowly wilting.
Oh, living with Jack? No. Yeah.
It would absorb the hate in the room and just wilted.
you really can't kill bamboo, typically, unless you just don't water it. Maybe you just didn't water it. So I thought you did a really good job, Ben.
I did it with scissors. Thank you.
Were you embarrassed? No,
I was fine with it because, you know, we wanted to have a funny video. So if I just answered everything correctly, which would never have happened anyway.
Yeah, if I'd answered everything correctly, you know, as if I knew anything at all anything.
But I got things correct that they cut all out.
Let me ask you a question.
Okay.
Who's the Prime Minister of England right now?
Gordon Brown.
No, it's not.
It's not. He's gone.
Oh, it's Nick Clegg and David Cameron.
David Cameron. There you go. I almost stumped you in your own current history. Man.
Yeah, I'm not a big politics, geography, history.
Well, I mean, if you think about it, if we were quizzed on, you know, kings and what order they came in or whatever, we wouldn't know anything.
There was a royal wedding recently.
Yes.
Who got married?
Wills and Kate. William and
Kate. What's Kate's sister's name?
Pippa.
He knows the totally useless stuff.
Here's where he's going to succeed. Selena Gomez just had a new movie come out.
Yes.
What was it called?
Monte Carlo.
Mm-hmm. See, that's the stuff he knows.
Yeah, I know. And actually, I saved this company from massive humiliation with my Selena Gomez inside information. So actually,
I don't think you saved us. Yeah, I think we should have released it anyway.
Yeah.
It was funny.
No. Anyway,
are you a big Selena Gomez fan? Have you seen all of her movies or something?
No, I don't. No, I've not. I didn't know. I didn't really pay attention to her until she started dating Bieber.
Oh, is that why?
Yeah, that's when she came onto my radar. And I was like,
She crashed into your world.
She crashed in. Exactly. She forced her way into my life vicariously through Bieber.
Who do you think is the hottest celebrity right now, Ben?
Hottest celebrity,
not as in like sexy, but like just like who's on your radar is like a 19-year-old British dude who like for Griffin it would be like I don't know Mr. Ed
Audrey
for
Hepburn.
Mr. Ed.
Nobody's gonna get that reference.
No, What's a famous animal? Lassie.
Lassie.
It might be Lassie.
Are there any famous raccoons?
But what would...
If not, there should be one.
What would yours be? Like, who's like the it? Like, you and all your friends. Cheryl Cole.
Cheryl Cole's a big deal. You guys kicked her out of your country, though.
Yeah, well, what are you going to do?
Why did we kick her out? I don't know anything about celebrity gossip. Yeah.
No?
What happened?
I thought you were...
No, not I just married an enthusiast.
Oh, yeah.
Sometimes I pick things up.
Yeah, through osmosis.
Mm-hmm. I liked the game you guys were having on Twitter the other day when
guess
I was out
of
town.
Guess the chest.
I think the Twitter kept blocking
Twitter
the photos.
Twitter kept pulling our photos, though.
Really?
Really?
Yeah. But the game was very fast.
There's no nudity or anything in
there. Griffin had a nip slip on one of hers.
Oh, yeah.
I've seen way worse on Twitter.
I know. But we're keeping up.
At this point, are nip slips even considered taboo? Like,
no. It's like fashion.
Right. It's just like an accessory. Your nipples are an accessory.
You should put some glitter on them.
That's right.
Draw a smiley face or a raccoon face, whatever
you want. Okay. Fuck you. Let's move on, okay? I should never have told you that.
We're talking about celebrities. We're not talking about you. I was talking about just generic fashion.
I think you're a celebrity. Getting an ego.
No, I don't really pay attention to that kind of thing at all.
Oh, it's fun. It just makes life more entertaining because you don't have to worry about war and money.
You fill your brain with really important things.
Yeah. Just the fluff fills my life. It's fantastic.
There you go.
So none of you guys got to see fireworks this year.
No.
Yeah, that was lame.
What did you do instead? What about you guys? What did you do?
I got drunk and barbecued.
Oh, yeah?
America.
Did anyone go to Jack's house? He had a party.
No.
I was at Jack's house, but I watched Teen Wolf.
Really? Yeah. Tell me more.
Let me ask you a question.
It was cool. The guy died.
You watched Teen Wolf on MTV, I think.
Yes,
right?
MTV.
The new show. Did you know that was based on a movie?
Yeah, I did, but it's nothing like the movie.
No. Have you seen the original movie?
No.
Well, obviously not.
Do you know it's nothing like the movie, then?
Because I know the movie was like a comedy with that old guy. Well, he's old now. He wasn't old at the time. But it was like just this comedy, and this thing's like super depressing, and teenagers have got just difficult lives, you know, and I'm a wolf, and it's difficult. But if you can find a furry who likes
this
who he is.
This show starts
all coming back.
To Griffin.
No, I just...
We're just waiting for the spin-off, Teen Coon. Griffin will be all over it. Maybe because that's some kind of ghost hunting element as well.
Yeah.
Yeah. Actually, the one thing I really do love about the Drunk Tank is that now people, when I go to any city I go to, people come up and tell me the local ghost stories. So somebody came up at the booth this time and told me about a hotel in the area that was haunted. But I didn't get a chance to go.
There's some ghosts in L.A.?
Yeah.
I didn't think ghosts had made it out there yet.
Hey, speaking...
They're all celebrities, but, you know.
Oh, okay.
Speaking of, I didn't tell you this last night because I don't want to freak you out of your first night in the house.
Oh, really?
Because I heard a bunch of noises last night, and I kept getting up to see if it was Millie because I heard people walking around.
You know, I had a really weird... I had a hard time getting to sleep last night.
I did, too. My parents were in town over the weekend while you were suspiciously out of town. And my mom had 3 encounters.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
Like what?
She went into the bathroom once, and the door was already open, so there was no transfer of air. She walked in the bathroom and turned on the light, and the shower curtain rippled a bunch like that and made a noise, kind of freaked her out. And then she saw a man in Millie's room who she thought it was my dad. She turned around to talk to him, and he was gone, and then my dad was in the living room.
She saw a guy in Millie's room?
Yeah, and then she...
Millie was scared last night, too.
Had the thing in the bathroom happen again.
Oh, the ripple?
Mm-hmm.
Hmm.
So
your house is fucked up.
I tried to recreate it a couple times. I couldn't do it.
Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't want to talk about it. I love ghosts, but I don't want to live with one.
You like visiting them, but you don't like...
Yeah, the great thing
is,
I like to hear about them in other places.
You're not moving. You're just making that house bigger by building it. So you're going to have more space for
but
ghosts
you have,
to occupy.
You have less ghosts per square foot once you
inside the
house.
Unless the ghosts invite people to move in with them, right?
Exactly.
That's not how it works.
That's a good question, though. So if you have a ghost and you expand your house, does it go into the new portion because it wasn't there before?
Like, that's right. So we're putting a second floor in our house. Maybe the ghost isn't allowed in the second floor.
Can ghosts levitate?
No, the ghost can have the first floor. Like, that's going to be the ghost room or the ghost house, and then y'all can live upstairs.
There you go. It's our base.
Isn't it in Japan they have those, like, spirit houses, right, where they have the little, like, little... carved stone things that the spirits like, they invite spirits to live in.
Oh, right, yeah.
That's kind of a cool thing. Maybe we should do that, like just build a little bungalow for the ghost and be like, listen.
In the offhand chance you have a Japanese ghost. No, the ghost would be like, what is this?
We could do our own Western version of it or whatever.
So, Griffin, how was Anime Expo? Tell us all about it.
I don't know. It was fun. I had a good time. Like, it's always kind of... Every con has its own flavor, and that's something, like, after going to a lot of them, you know, like, the anime cons are definitely way more costumey, mm-hmm. and, like, yeah, there are like a lot more people are a lot more involved in that sense. If you go to like PAX, it's more like a business con, and people don't dress up as much. Yeah, so this was a very like theatrical one. There are a lot of, there's some really cool costumes I found. I took pictures and asked about materials and stuff.
I have found that the West Coast anime cons are by far the most attended by cosplayers and people that really get into it. Like San Jose's con, Fanime?
Yeah, we haven't, I don't think we've talked about it, but there was that, Portal cosplay at Fanime this year that the videos posted online. These twin girls dressed up like the main character from Portal 2, and they recreated the like the portals on stage, and one would walk into one, and the twin would walk out of the other.
Oh, that's awesome.
It was pretty cool.
That's really cool.
Pretty cool.
Like they even like you know stood in front of each other a few times and did like the mirror thing where they were like copying each other's moves.
Well, I asked a few people if they were, because they had some really elaborate costumes. I asked if they had like a competition or anything, and they didn't seem to know about it, so I don't know if they're wasn't one, or if they just didn't know.
They probably do.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, it's like the masquerade. That's what they typically call it.
Well, it felt like the exhibitor hall didn't feel like it didn't feel huge. And but then I heard that the con was really spread out and there were a lot of things going on elsewhere and I just didn't know about them.
I think there were supposed to be like 60,000 attendees. It's like the big anime con.
It didn't feel like super packed, but maybe, I mean, they moved spaces, right?
You guys also had a bomb threat, right?
Well, not quite. There was a bag left unattended and they made several announcements and no one came to claim it. So then they had to treat it as if it were a bomb threat. And then so they cleared out like the entrance hall, but they left everyone in the exhibitors hall. Because they were,
so like the raccoons fuck were them.
It would be way
attacking.
Too hard to move them out.
It was like terrorist raccoons.
Oh, come on. Ben.
You went too far.
I don't understand that. Like,
cool. What's that subtle dry British humor?
What's the big deal about dressing up as like something for that? Because you spend all this money. Like, people spend a lot of money on these costumes, right?
Oh, they're expensive. Crazy. I asked somebody
but
about
it. Only wear it once.
Well, no, that's not true. Usually people that do like cosplay or go to cons, they'll have like several costumes and they'll like dress as one person one day and then they'll bring the other one. And then they say, oh, I could wear it to this con because this is actually, somebody was having a conversation about there. Yeah. Somebody was dressed as a really convincing Rapunzel. Like she had made her own wig and everything. And it was super heavy. And she was about to go to Comic-Con and she was like, well, I don't know if it's really going to mesh with the con. And they're like, oh, no, it'd be great at this con. I've seen this and this. And it was just funny hearing their conversation about it. Like, yeah. They'll
travel with them.
Yeah, but what's your like return on investment? Because you spend all that money, then you spend money to go to these conventions.
You spend more money on clothes than I think anybody else I know. So yeah, you really don't have any. Yeah.
What's the return on investment from that shirt that you bought at Gap Kids or?
It's like
what was it?
Con fashion. I mean, it's another form of fashion.
Just a different kind of fashion.
Yeah, and I asked one guy. He had like a Solid Snake costume or whatever. And like it was really intricate and awesome. And I asked him and he had spent like over $1,000 on it.
Yeah.
And he'd ordered it.
But at that point it's a hobby, right? I mean they probably spend 3 or 4 months just making the costume.
Yeah, it's like all the people you see that dress up like stormtroopers or Spartans and stuff. Like these are people who, you know, mold the costume.
But it's no different. I mean that time that they're spending, it's the same kind of time you would be spending if you were doing wood carving or making a custom built PC.
Or talking to a girl.
Yeah. Or whatever.
No, but there are a lot of girls there. Like, I was actually amazed. Like, there were actually, it was the largest, like, number of good looking people dressed up as characters that weren't being paid for it that I've ever seen.
What is the reason for this? Why this place? Why this concentration?
Yeah, I don't know. Well, I think maybe LA is just, I mean, LA is full of attractive people. If you walk down the street, it's just crazy. Yeah.
They import a lot of people to LA.
Yeah, I don't know.
They
maybe
got, like,
that's just
plastic the plastic surgery at 10. Was that a story? That girl was getting Botox.
Are
at
you
10
serious?
Years old.
Oh, that I think they that turned out to be fake.
Was it?
Yeah.
You know, I read that the you know, Los Angeles and California in general has this huge population increase. They're like it's constantly growing at a record pace. That it's finally stopped, and that they're starting to get attrition. Like it's only grown like I think it's like over the last 10 years they've had a 20% drop in people moving in. I mean, it's still going up, but it's not going up at near the rate it was. It's going up at like 20% of the rate it was. And they say that like the bottom's finally, they're finally hit the ceiling in California.
Yeah. So the moral of the story is teenagers should have more kids.
No. No.
I don't understand.
Did I misread what you're talking about?
I understood the words you said, but the way you phrased them together made no sense to me.
One thing that was kind of that I saw some statistic, and I'm the worst person for this kind of thing because I never remember where or what exactly things said. But that desert cities in the United States are the fastest growing. So like Phoenix and LA for a while, and then
Vegas.
Yeah, which is crazy because there's no water. So why are more people moving there? You know, like we don't have the resources.
It's not a bountiful place.
Cheap.
Cheap? You think so?
Buying desert land is probably a lot cheaper than buying, you know, prime forest land.
I have a feeling that. Well, I don't know. I'll have to look into prices in Phoenix, but I wouldn't expect it to be cheap.
It's also good for your emphysema and your rheumatoid arthritis.
Yeah.
The dry weather. That's true. Is it what old people always say?
Dr. Ramsey over here.
Did you go on WebMD for that?
So we're going to Comic-Con in 2 weeks. That's our next event. You're going to that again, aren't you?
Yeah.
You expecting to see a lot of the same Anime Expo people?
I don't. You know, I asked people if they're going to Comic-Con. A lot of people said that they couldn't get that it had sold out or whatever, and, or they couldn't make it up there.
What are you doing at Comic-Con? Do we have a panel or a booth? Or?
We have a booth. We're at booth 1437 at Comic-Con. We do not have a panel yet. We may get one at the last year. We got one at the last minute, like a week before the event.
Dude, but that was an awesome fucking panel.
Yeah. And so maybe we'll get one. We still do not have one, though.
I did get some people said that they would like us to talk about the cons more in advance because they didn't know we were going to be there.
I just totally forgot about it.
Yeah.
That's
no.
That's why.
Well, we did on the drunk tank that day, but it was like the day before.
Yeah.
But yeah, so thanks.
Then after Comic-Con, I don't know what our next event is.
Otakon?
No, we ended up not going to that.
Oh.
Which
is Otakon? I don't think
PAX?
It might be PAX, might not. I don't know.
Oh, we'll see. Phantom? The one in Canada.
Fan Expo? That's the same weekend as PAX.
Well, okay. RVBTO is it this weekend?
RVBTO is this weekend.
Okay, yeah.
Kathleen's going to be there representing, right?
And Luke's going to be there.
Oh, cool. And Luke
McKay, yeah. So that's, yeah, because Kathleen just did this one, and then she's going to that, and then she's going to be at Comic-Con, too, so she's, like, doing the full circuit.
Also, actually, you guys are coming to England to see me.
In the fall, right? I think, right?
Yeah, yes. sometime in October.
I don't know what that is, though.
Just to see you.
It's a month. It's an American month. I assume they have it over there as well.
I thought it was
different
in England. Like, we have different names for months.
Do you?
Do you?
You can make something up real fast.
It's October with an R-E at the end. Instead of E-R.
October.
do you guys celebrate Halloween much?
Yeah.
You do?
It's the month with Halloween. Yes, it's candy month.
Okay. It's not candy, it's sweets.
Sweets month.
I like, because I ask people on the continent, like, they don't really celebrate Halloween, I don't think. Unless they do it kind of for fun, like, specifically because it's... I
mean, as opposed to a job?
To make fun of us?
Yeah, like just we're doing Halloween or whatever, like, I don't know.
Look, I'm American. I'd like some candy, please.
Halloween's
please,
not an American
sir,
thing,
I have another
though.
Biscuit. Is that what you guys call candy there, biscuits?
No, sweets.
Cookie.
We
sweets.
Just learned sweets.
I have a sweet and a biscuit.
Anyway.
I'm sure you're sad to be leaving us, Ben.
Yeah, I know. It's going to be so terrible.
I told Ben before we came into the podcast, I was like, I can't wait to replace you with a couch. Right where you're sitting, I'm going to put a couch right there.
Yeah, it's getting a little bit cramped in the tech office.
Yeah, up until today.
You want my hat? You want my couch?
Yeah.
Oh, you need a...
I'll
take your couch.
It'll match your office pretty well, I think.
I'll take it.
All right.
Have done fun. Deal. Look at that.
I love that I'm replaced with an inanimate object. That's just how much value I bring to your office.
Are you just trying to get rid of the...
You're inheriting a couch and about 17 people a day to come sit on it.
Ew, I didn't
know. But your office is really cold and...
It is really cold.
Ben bitched about it the entire time when he first got here. So I raised the temperature. It's not nearly as cold anymore. I'm wearing shorts. Look at me.
Yeah, no, I'm not cold at all today.
Yeah.
And I usually am.
It's been a turnaround.
Mm-hmm. Fascinating podcast talk.
It's the inner workings of Rooster Teeth. It's like when you don't know what to talk about with someone, you just talk about the weather.
Yeah.
It's like, oh, cold, huh?
It's amazing. Like, you know, we had the office tour video. People were saying they wanted to see more of the office. Like, they want to see under the desk. There's nothing under the desk.
Yeah, that's what we want them to think.
That's where we hit all the cool stuff.
That's why we keep the red camera under the desk.
So is this your first time on the drunk tank in a while, Griffin?
Yeah, I feel like... No, I was on the one right before Anime Expo.
Oh, okay.
Cool. Yeah, but then before that, it had been like a few or a couple that I hadn't been on. So I'm all lonely in the studio today.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah,
because Monty?
Monty is left a day later.
Monty called me this morning.
Oh, no.
And woke me up. Because he was at the airport, and he didn't know what airline he was flying back to Austin on. He got to the airport, but didn't know what airline he was flying back on.
Didn't he have it written, like, in an email or something?
I had gone over it and made the arrangements with him. I had printed out the confirmation, given him a paper copy, and forwarded him an email.
Wouldn't that have the logo on it?
And one would assume that he would be taking the same airline back that he took.
No, it was a weird travel arrangement.
Oh, was it?
Oh, well, here the story comes out.
A weird travel arrangement that he wanted, and then I made you request it.
Oh, I see.
It's not like I was like, hey, I'm going to screw you up on purpose. Because that's how I talk when I screw you up on purpose. I was twirling my mustache.
Your dastardly plans.
Yeah. So I got to the office early today because thanks to Monty. Thanks, Monty.
It won't be here till Friday, but somebody, and I forgot his name, but I'll have to look through my personal comments and see if he messaged me, gave us a bottle of gin, and so it's being shipped here And it's like some kind of a unique gin that it tastes different. Like it's made in a totally different way and it's supposed to be rare. It's supposed to be rare. But then when I went to ship it at the liquor store, cause you can't, I guess, I don't know if it's California, but you can't ship alcohol. So, I had to go and get a box there and everything. And yeah, they had it on the shelf. Like it's not super, super rare, but it was really tasty.
Does it get you a special kind of drunk or just regular drunk?
No, I don't know. He asked us, he decided to donate it for the drunk tank. So
that's awesome. Yeah. We will crack it open and drink it.
Yeah.
I'm eyeing our liquor stash.
I know,
now.
Like since RTX, it's really been depleted.
Yeah. Also, thanks to the dude that sent the giant bottle of Jack Daniels to Jack and I last week.
Yeah, it's huge.
It was big.
It was.
Where is it now?
It's still in the office. Don't worry, it's under control. I have
you got top man on it.
That's right.
It's hiding under a desk.
Do you ever not feel like if people send you alcohol though, that you could die? Like, do you not? Are you not wary of people sending you stuff?
Oh no, if they're sealed.
True, but like it's a little bit.
You gotta take a risk, Ben.
Live life on the edge
every once in a while.
Yeah,
alcohol's already a poison, right? You're already slowly killing yourself.
Right,
true.
Sometimes you just gotta close your eyes and put something strange in your mouth. Oh, and hope that it turns out well.
Carrie has been flirting with me all
night.
I know what you mean.
Griffin, why do you have to take it sexual? Everything is sexual with you.
I'm not taking, I'm just sitting here. God damn it. Yeah. I'm just sitting here.
Mm-hmm.
Just sitting doing nothing at all.
So, I read a gross story.
Okay.
I think like 2 weeks ago. I'm gonna read you the headline. Japan scientist synthesizes meat from human feces.
Oh, yeah, I saw that. That's crazy.
This guy, he calls it, I don't know if he calls it, but they kept referring to it as a shit burger.
Oh, man.
It's some kind of meat that's synthesized from sewage mud.
Why? And I understand that, yes, it would make probably better for the world. But why?
We have a global hunger crisis coming.
Think of it. It takes a lot of resources to raise cattle, right? They say it's like super inefficient. It creates a lot of greenhouse gas because of all the shit.
A lot of methane.
And everything. Yep. So why not? You know,
you could do that, but don't market it as a shit burger. Yeah. Market it as something more appealing than a shit burger.
Like a Poo York strip. Right? There you go.
Okay, no, I understand the reasoning behind it, but would you ever put that in your mouth?
No, God no.
No, I don't care how much science has messed with it. It's not.
The meat in quotation marks is 63% protein, 25% carbohydrates, 3% lipids, and 9% minerals,
and 2% corn chunks.
Oh, so it says the meat packing. So you don't even need a side. It says here the meatpacking industry causes 18% of greenhouse gas emissions because of the release of methane, mostly because of the release of methane from animals.
I would let's just become vegetarian, guys. If this is what eating meat makes us do, let's just stop.
And honestly, it looks like chocolate soft serve. It doesn't look like, you can see it right there.
Yeah, I can see it. No, I can see it.
The thing is, though, if they use this, you won't know about it. Like, it'll be like the new secret McDonald's
I'm
recipe.
I'm pretty sure they'd have to tell you before feeding you a shit burger.
Would they? Would they have to tell you?
Yes. In this country, yes. In your country, I don't know.
No.
You probably don't know either.
What's a burger?
Oh, man.
Can you get mad cow disease from that?
I don't know.
Who's lining up to try this?
I don't think anyone's lining up to try it yet.
Like homeless people that need
$10. It just seems like science for science sake. Like, is making something no one's going to use.
You know what? I'm going to call bullshit. You would eat it.
No,
you would put anything in your mouth. You try any. Griffin, what do we always tell our daughter? You have to try everything once.
I'm not going to try a shit burger.
No?
Sorry, no.
You sure?
No, I wouldn't do it.
You would try human flesh before you would try a shit burger.
Probably.
Oh, yeah. That's a no-brainer.
I think I'm totally justified in saying that.
You know, I was thinking. They'll take this the wrong way. I was thinking about eating human flesh last time.
Is there a right way?
And I started wondering if there'd be any consistency between different people. Like, if you ate one person who was a vegetarian, would they taste drastically different than one person who was a meat eater? Like,
does grass-fed beef taste different than corn?
Yeah, yes. Exactly. Yeah. That's what made me think about it. And then I started realizing that it would be nearly impossible to eat an organic person.
Because, why?
Like, most people have chemicals and stuff exposed to them constantly.
Oh, I see. So, yeah, because even if they're not putting it in their bodies, they're putting it on their bodies or whatever, or walking through something. Yeah, I can see that.
Fascinating discussion.
I was thinking about this when I was picking out steaks at Costco.
Just in case. Yeah, like, well, if this is human flesh, then.
Good Lord.
Why not? It's an interesting question, right? I bet you never thought about it.
I don't think about anything.
Yeah, I mean, that's apparent after the last short.
So it's been a highbrow podcast.
Have you, is anyone playing anything? Since we should probably talk about video games at some point.
You know, I feel like I'm kind of in a gaming rut, and I've actually started playing Fallout 3 again.
Fallout 3 again?
Yeah.
And after all your complaining.
No, I complain about New Vegas.
Oh, okay.
And it's because of New Vegas that I went back and I'm playing Fallout 3 now.
Okay.
New Vegas has a DLC coming out in 2 weeks, I think, on the 19th. But, yeah, Fallout 3 is an awesome game.
L.A. Noire DLC next week.
Nice.
Reefer Madness.
It seems to me like Fallout 3 is just depressing. Like, you're just living out the apocalypse. Why would you want to subject yourself to just horrible, horrible mental...
You're the one who watches Teen Wolf. Don't talk to me about horrible mental things.
No, but that's lighthearted, at least. I mean,
you said it was depressing.
You said
and,
it
like,
was
angsty.
Drama.
Oh, yeah, it's angsty. It was like, no.
And that's lighthearted?
My parents don't understand me. But, like, this is just the end of the world. Wouldn't you want to play something, you know, fun and bright
and
colored?
It's not the end of the world. It's the rebuilding of the world.
Oh, yeah. Right.
Yeah.
So you're
turning
taking
over
part
revenue.
In the... So you're like, the most important person in the world. So that's why it appeals to you. Because you're rebuilding the world.
Yes. What the fuck is he saying?
I don't know.
Teens should have more babies.
There's definitely a language barrier here.
There must be some kind. What are you playing?
I'm playing everything. We're having this month is the 3-year anniversary of Achievement Hunter.
Oh, so hey, congratulations.
Oh, thank you very much.
I wish to get you a present.
Yeah, we're a terrible threes. So to accommodate that, we're doing a ton of like community events, but we're doing a month-long achievement race.
Oh.
To 50,000 points. So I'm playing every like football game from the last 6 years. I just played and beat Megamind the other night. Fantastic game if you're interested. And right now I'm playing Fear 3, which is very hard.
I remember that one achievement race you did with Bernie, and you were pretty much gone mentally for 2 weeks. Like, is that going to be a whole month of that?
Well, that race, there was a lot of preparation ahead of time, which I guess you're talking about. But then the race only lasted 3 days because I hit 10,000 points in less than 3 days.
Oh, right.
But no, I'm not going to put that level of effort into this. I just want to place well. I'd like to finish in the top 10. I'm not necessarily trying to win.
So when does it start?
It started July 1st.
Oh, okay. Are there prizes?
Why?
Now there has to be, right?
I guess now there are. I don't know. Sure. I'll come up with something.
All right. Cool.
What do I want to win from me?
You know what you won't be able to play much longer?
What's that?
Star Wars Galaxies.
Oh, yeah. It's shutting down. Mm-hmm. That's got to mean that Old Republic, or the Old Republic's coming out soon, right?
I think so. One would assume. Shutting down by the end of the year. And I think I read the other day that some players are suing Sony Online to try to keep Galaxies going.
People are upset.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
Dude. What is your argument for that?
Like, yeah. What else am I going to do with my time?
Play the new Star Wars game. If I had,
my life.
I guess if I had suffered through that game for how long has it been? 8-9 years?
8 years, I think.
Yeah, if I'd invested that much time into that broken world, I would. You eventually you get like Stockholm syndrome, right? For the game.
Living in a broken world.
So yeah, those people are probably
they call it Gantui syndrome in Galaxies.
Those people probably need a lot of help.
That is kind of an interesting thing to think about, because I knew people that played like EverQuest, and I knew people that you knew him. He was my team leader back at the old company.
Met his wife on EverQuest.
Yeah, and they got married in EverQuest. Like, so that at that point, like, you're really invested in a game, you know. Like,
when
if they shut it down, I mean, you've got all this time and everything that you built up. At that point, all the things that you consider status are gone, and you don't have a say over it.
Surely, it's just a crashing realization that status doesn't mean anything.
Well, but who's to say it doesn't?
None of that stuff exists.
Yeah.
No, but who's to say? I mean,
you know who's to say it doesn't? Sony Online.
You just fucking argued in favor of cosplay people and what people put their time into. Any hobby, you put your time into it, you know?
Yeah, but that's something tangible. This is intangible.
Yeah, like you are making real things in the real world.
Don't get me wrong. I'm a big MMO player, but none of that stuff exists. You can't take it with you. I can't show you anything.
Yeah, but
right now.
How many hours would you say you put into WoW collectively?
Oh, God. Thousands.
Yeah, but I don't understand why you're arguing against this.
You can't take anything with you when you're dead.
Oh,
dead.
Yeah. No, I know.
It's just like, did you have, like, from point A to point B, did you have fun? And that's all that matters, right? So if you have fun playing an MMO, then you have fun. And it's just as tangible or real as watching a Gordon Ramsay cooking show
but
on
let's
TV
say,
or
let's
a
say
fucking
how
Team
Wolf. Let's say we put, like, tons and tons of time into, like, say somebody puts a lot of time into, like, a community site. And they've got all their photos that people have commented on over the years. And they have all these things that they, like, little memories or whatever. I mean, you guys should understand that. And somebody just decides, well, we're tired of this, and they wipe it. I don't know. I mean, wouldn't that bug you?
That'd be sad.
Is this a good time to talk about turning off the Rooster Teeth community site?
What do you get?
No, but I'm just thinking. Facebook? Because even if it's a virtual space, they put time into it in that sense they made it real to them and to people that they communicate with.
No, I totally agree.
I don't know.
Absolutely agree.
But you still can't look back at them now. I mean, like, And you can talk about a website, you can look back at it and save it, but like stuff that you have in WoW is like you can't go back at those memories now anyway.
Hey. Speaking of shutting down, I'm gonna change the subject a little bit. Speaking of shutting down social websites, did Justin Timberlake buy MySpace or something last week?
Yeah. Yes, he's a part of MySpace now.
Oh really?
Part owner. Yeah.
He's gonna turn it into a reality show.
I was out of town and I thought I heard that headline, but I wasn't sure if I was like having a weird dream.
Are you serious about the reality show?
Yeah, he's gonna turn it into like a contest, like a singing contest.
I think that their angle was that there isn't a place online for like a community site online that's focused on music and connecting with your fans.
MySpace
is kind of the closest you have.
I think a lot of people gave up on MySpace because it was just bands sending you like friend requests all the time.
For the last few years, MySpace has been entertainment. Like it's not a social network really anymore.
Mm.
Yeah. Justin Timberlake wants to turn it into the destination for entertainment consumption and participation, which is a lofty goal.
How did you remember that?
Because it's pop culture. It's Justin Timberlake.
It's things that happened in the last year.
It didn't evolve.
So you've got a brain like a goldfish, essentially. Yeah. Okay, that's good to know.
But those things I know very clearly.
It didn't involve global conflict or the destruction of his country.
Hey, I don't need to know if my country's destroyed. I just need to be. I'm in a room right now. Who cares? Who cares about politics? Why do we need to know about politics?
Did you ever wonder why your country was so old, but every building in it was built after like 1945?
That never crossed my mind.
Just like one of those things.
There are old buildings.
We've been around for thousands of years, but this is all we've got. Is the fucking.
When I was in high school, Ben, I hated history. Like I used to hide books in my history book, so it looked like I was reading my history book while I was reading, like, you know, well,
Piers Anthony. Or whatever.
So I didn't care about it at all. But then as I became an adult and I started to hear like more personal story based and local history and stuff that I could see, oh, that changed this and that changed this, it became way more interesting to me. And, I think that in school it's different because you're only hearing about like world leaders and wars and think major events like that. And it's not, you don't see history on a personal level. And I think that that makes a difference. And I think as you get older, you learn to appreciate it more because it informs you about the world that you're living in.
Hmm.
But so you may feel differently.
But
in the future.
Like Jack was saying to me the other day, you should know about it so that you should know about the past so you can learn from the mistakes people made. Right.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm never going to want to start a nuclear war. So I'm not going to personally learn from those people's mistakes.
Never say never.
Well, yeah.
You started a nuclear thread war in the forums on the website.
Yeah, it honestly.
But it's not just wars. I mean, there's history, you know, isn't just about war. It's about invention and all of it, you know, a bunch of other things.
Mm-hmm. Social issues.
Yeah. Like you could learn from other things. You just, and I think that's the point. So when you're learning in school, it's kind of focused on those major things that aren't interesting to everybody.
Hmm. You know, what if terrorists tried to kill Justin Bieber?
I'd be content with that. it would not change my life.
No?
I'm not. Well, yeah, I guess I am. I kind of like a showbiz person. But, you know.
What if the Hershey chocolate factory got taken over by communists?
We don't have Hershey's in my country.
Oh, all right. Well, who makes it?
Cadbury.
Cadbury. There you go. And
we're owned by Nestle now, I think.
Yes, Condé Nast.
Got taken over by communists, and you were no longer able to get Cadbury.
That's fine. I would just eat pizza.
What Domino's?
There you go.
Domino's. Exactly. If Domino's went away, that literally would be the end of my life. That would be just awful. Because I can't cook.
Isn't that what they thought about communism, like in the 60s, like the domino effect? Like if South Vietnam fell, and all of Southeast Asia would fall?
That's right.
See? History. Just tied it around full circle right there. You didn't even know what the fuck happened.
If you say so. It's just you people are dinosaurs. I'm the new generation. And we don't give a shit about your generation.
That's terrifying.
Yeah, great.
This is the doomed world that is coming before you.
I just want to say, last week Bernie asked what era we're in now, and I was totally right, the Cenozoic.
I don't really
remember that at all. So yeah. I was very proud of myself.
The Cenozoic?
How did we get so unfortunate to be sandwiched in between the baby boomers on one side and the Bens on the other side?
Baby boomers and the baby brains.
We might be in the unluckiest place in history.
Yeah.
As a generation. It's so sad.
So did you see that during the Halo Fest at PAX this year that 343 is going to have the old original Xbox controllers.
I heard about that. They're put some into production, right?
Mm-hmm.
What is that thing called? They had a name.
The Duke.
That's right.
They're not like making them for real, like for sale. They're just like they're commissioning a guy to make them, right?
Yeah, and then I think they're going to auction them off.
How many are they making?
Enough,
like 10 or 20, probably.
I don't think I saw how many they're making, but I don't imagine it'll be too many.
Hmm. So you guys are going to PAX, right?
Yeah.
Who's going this year? I can't make it because my brother is going to be graduating basic training. He's in the Air Force.
I'm not sure. I think Jeff and I will be there and Bernie.
Some people will be in Canada that weekend.
I think Joel and Matt are going to be in Canada. But this is all subject to change.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's the current plan, but it could change.
Yeah.
Cool. Are you going to PAX?
Yeah, of course. I've never missed a PAX.
I missed PAX last year, and I didn't really want to miss it this year, but it seems like everything always happens on that weekend.
Yeah, it's a popular weekend. You're going to go to Comic-Con. That'll be fun.
Yeah. Sell legends.
One thing I will say about Comic-Con is that it's just so... I mean, I haven't been in years. Like, I went on that first one when I was pregnant.
Yeah.
But it's so busy, and the bigger cons like that are just so busy that the time flies a lot faster.
Dude, it's a whole different world now.
Lot of work, though.
Also, they've extended the hours significantly since those days.
Right. Yeah, and they will open before the hours that they post.
That happened to Anime Expo on the first day. Yeah. It was like all of these premiere or whatever. We didn't know about it. It was like an hour early. So we were just like scrambling to get the booth together.
Yeah, that'll happen.
The days are 10-hour days now. They used to be 8 and then they were 9. Now they're 10-hour days that it's open. Wow. And they will open an hour early every day.
Yeah.
No matter. No explanation why.
When I was there like 2008, I thought I was going to die from the long
days. I remember that. I got all the reports. Ben had to carry a box. He almost died.
Oh, yeah. I remember that too.
We needed the help. We had to carry boxes.
Yeah.
I think our hotel, we're staying at that same hotel this year.
Okay. Nice hotel. Nice pool.
Yeah, it's close.
Yeah, that is close.
Oh, yeah. The close hotel, like our Anime Expo hotel that was so close, was the event hotel. It was right next to it. It was a fucking mile away, Gus.
It was the event hotel. They told me that.
I had to walk a mile there and a mile back every day.
Uphill in the snow.
Come on. Don't you know? I've been there. I've been doing this con shit for years.
So you should know. All right. Yeah. So, but luckily the weather was nice.
Why didn't you just catch a ride on a con pony?
Like I said, there weren't that many ponies. It was just foxes and wolves.
So I saw the other day, totally weird subject. I saw the other day that Burger King is having this promotion. I think it's like on DirecTV or something. I don't remember. And it's one of those satellite TV channels where they have, it's DirecTV. You turn to a specific channel and all they do on that channel is show a Whopper. And like a Burger King logo. And if you watch it for 5 minutes, then like an arrow appears on the screen and you hit it on your remote and you get a free Whopper. And if you watch for, you can keep watching it for like 10 more minutes. And then when the arrow pops up again, you hit it, you get 2 free Whoppers. Then if you want, you can watch for another 15 minutes. Then the arrow appears again, you can hit it for another free Whopper. So you just stare
at... This is the best idea in all human inventions.
Yeah, you stare at a hamburger on your TV, and when it tells you, you hit a button and you get free hamburgers.
Just like the... What is the Pavlovian or whatever? Like, you hit a button.
Pavlovian response. I gotta say, Burger King, whoever their ad agency is, for quite a while now, they've been the most experimental, major chain with trying different forms of advertising.
Yeah, it's Crispin Porter and... Bogusky.
Okay. I mean, they went and they made those video games for the 360 that were very popular. That was a cool idea. They were the first to do that. And then, you know, Doritos and Toyota and a bunch of other places, a bunch of companies followed up behind them.
Are Burger King popular? Because I feel like it's just McDonald's now.
No, Burger King's pretty popular. They're number two behind McDonald's. That's like they're the Pepsi to McDonald's Coke.
This article I'm looking at is like 3 weeks old now. But at the time, I guess they had measured that they had gotten people to watch 5,000 hours of Whoppers on their DirecTV.
Wow.
That's crazy. So I wonder if people are like just start to crave them and like picture them in their sleep.
That's the point, right?
Yeah.
You can see kind of a screenshot there of what it looks like. It's just like, I guess the burger on a pedestal with the Burger King logo above it.
Does the flame go, like has a little flame around it? Does it just like...
I don't know. We'll see. I'm going to look at the video.
You're going to watch it.
Oh, there it is. Look at that. See, it's even got the timer on it.
Oh, that's convenient.
Oh, and it spins, too. You know, every good form of hypnosis starts with spinning.
This would be a popular LinkedIn video, I think. A lot of people would be saying drunk tank on that video.
Nice.
I think it's really interesting.
No, I think it's very cool.
Well, there were as far as experimental advertisements, wasn't it Sprite that was connected with Lost that would do like the weird Sprite ads, like the lemon and, you know what I'm talking about? Like it was.
Did do some stuff. Sprite, who was it? Dr. Pepper did a bunch with Battlefield Bad Company 2, right? Or with EA in general, where you would get DLC from bottle caps.
Huh,
that was kind of interesting.
There was a really kind of creepy one. I think it was Coca-Cola where they're in this. They had this cinema ad where they would burn the logo into your eyes. So when you closed your eyes, you would see the logo.
Oh, I've seen that before. Oh, BMW did a similar campaign as well.
What? That's Yikes. Just. I don't want to look at any brand ever again. It's going to burn it in my mind.
Target also did some special commercials for the Lost finale. I don't know if you remember that.
Yeah. We did a comic about it.
Those are pretty good.
But it's cool when they tailor the advertising to, you know, the show or whatever their
distribution.
Well, it's kind of like, almost like the Super Bowl commercials, but like spreading out and diversifying, you know? Same kind of idea as far
Super
as like
Bowl
the...
That's a good point.
Yeah. I don't know why.
Because it was a big finale. Everyone's going to be watching it.
Mm-hmm. So is Rebecca Black's video still offline? Is it still not on YouTube?
I think it's on YouTube Rentals, right?
Is it?
It's not on Rentals.
I think it's gone.
Oh, really? They were going to move it to YouTube Rentals. That was the whole point.
She's moved on to the Katy Perry video now.
Huh.
What?
She's in the Katy Perry video.
Oh, is she?
Is she?
Yeah. She's in the last Friday night. Have you not seen that?
No, is that a Katy Perry song?
Yeah, know. it's like a new song, and Rebecca Black plays herself in this video.
That's my World War II, right. Katy Perry.
Really? You don't like Katy Perry?
No, I just don't know anything about it.
Oh, I see.
I'll take a guess. I'll sound like an idiot for you if you want.
You just can't say I don't.
That would be fantastic.
I buy her nail polish.
Rebecca Black has nail polish?
No. Katy Perry. Katy Perry has a line of nail polish.
Is it good?
I like it. Yeah, it's fun. It's my new thing. Oh, yeah. So when I was hanging out with Kathleen and J.R. Dan and his friend Thalia and Caleb and Kama, which is Kathleen's boyfriend. And so we had like fireworks and stuff after the con and kind of relaxed. And Thalia was talking about how she used to paint her dog's toenails. So I painted my dog's toenails last night. Uh-huh. Which is very challenging to do when your dog's excited to see you.
And weighs 95 pounds.
Yeah. Looks pretty good, though.
Yeah.
What color?
Pink, because I think it looks nice against gray fur. Mm-hmm. Plus, people think she's a boy because she's big, so I was trying to help her out. A little bit more feminine.
How did that go at doggy daycare today?
No, they were excited.
She's the most popular bitch in the...
She already is.
There's that dry British humor.
There you go. Do you know who Benny Hill is?
No.
Wow.
You know, speaking of Benny Hill and British humor, I saw this video the other day on YouTube. It was some video site. It might not have been YouTube. Did you know there was a comic who died on stage during a live televised performance in the UK?
No.
Like back in the 80s, he was doing a bit and just all of a sudden in the middle of the bit collapsed and everyone started laughing. They thought it was part of the bit and he had a heart attack there on stage.
They were like, wow.
Yeah, and then he died. They pulled him behind the curtain and tried to like give him CPR. And then they waited till the next commercial break to let the paramedics on to take him off stage.
Oh my God.
They waited for a commercial break? Yeah. Holy shit.
And he died. I can't remember the guy's name now. I'll look it up and put it in the link down.
But that's got to be, the way a comedian would want to go, right, I think. I assume that...
people laughing as you're struggling with your breath.
Oh, so he died while he was...
He's like, help me. Oh. And they're like, ah, pratfall.
So was he like Same a slapstick crayons. Comedian, though?
Oh, I don't know. I don't know anything about him other than he died on stage during a live performance.
Okay. It would suck if you died and you didn't have to die because people were laughing. But I guess that's sort of like the boy who cried wolf, right?
I guess so. It's his own fault.
You live your life so people life. Think how that everything's a joke.
How
and that's what
dare
happens.
He try to entertain those people?
No.
They showed him.
Not that.
No, but if you always like if everything's a joke, then you know people will think you're joking.
If
is this kind of a warning? Is that what's going on?
Yeah. Well, Jeff.
It's very deep stuff.
No. Here's the thing, Jeff. Jeff thinks that he's just because he likes to joke around all the time and everything's a joke to him, that he doesn't have to accept responsibility for any of the things that he says.
Yeah, that's absolutely true. I don't.
He's just I was kidding. It hurt your feelings. Oh, I'm sorry. It was a joke. Can't take a joke. Like, and someday you're going to be having a heart attack on stage. Someday.
That's fine. I'll take
Old
that.
Are you, Jeff Ramsey?
My philosophy is working out very well for me. Thank you very much. Hey, did you guys see Transformers 3 yet?
Yes.
Did you like it?
It was just so... it was just the funniest bad movie ever.
I think that's the whole point.
Exactly. I mean, it's like, it was just bad.
How did they explain the fact that Megan Fox is gone and replaced?
It was amazing. They basically said she dumped him because she was a bitch. And then this new girl, this new English girl, was so amazing and perfect. And way better than that old woman.
Did they even like reuse any old Megan Fox footage?
No, she wasn't in the movie.
Not at all?
They just talked about her.
That's funny.
So, I hear that she was better, like, as far as the acting level.
I actually liked her, but there was just these hilarious shots where, you know, there's explosions in the background, shit's blowing up, and then she's just standing there, like, just staring looking into the distance.
You're describing a fantastic sounding movie.
Well, I was
saying, it was an amazing shot.
That's a Michael Bay movie.
Yeah.
It's like the Verizon commercial he had.
Well, and by the way, when we saw the shots they used on the island, we were like, yeah, the island.
What?
I don't know what you're talking about.
They used shots from the island in the movie. Did we not talk about that already?
No. What are you talking about?
There was this article where, you know, Michael Bay's movie The Island, they reused shots from it and added Transformers on top. Like, in this car chase sequence, these cars are going everywhere on this highway, and they used those shots in Transformers 3 and just added in the Transformers on top of the footage.
Huh.
Well, you talk about that Scarlett Johansson movie?
Ewan McGregor, Scarlett Johansson, Steve Buscemi. Yeah.
I forgot about that.
Yeah.
Because no one saw it, so.
I think I saw that movie in the theater.
It was okay.
Wow. Yeah. You're one of the very few.
I bet that movie made a lot. I bet that movie did well. With the very few. Were you even alive when that movie came out?
That movie doesn't matter because Ben wasn't alive at the time.
There you go.
Yeah.
Speaking of movies, I have not seen Transformers 3. And I don't think I will. Just because Griffin and I couldn't get through Transformers 1. But the trailer was awesome. I gotta admit.
Mm. Yeah.
But has anybody seen the new Mission Impossible trailer for Ghost Protocol?
Oh, no. I haven't
seen it.
Yeah, I have.
What did you think?
It's good. I wish the trailer wasn't so cuddy. That way you could see a little more of what was happening.
Sure.
But the stuff you could see was awesome.
Yeah, exactly.
I think that it's good when they don't show you too much. I hate watching, like, when we're trying to decide what to rent, like, on Zune or whatever. And we'll watch a preview and then we'll know the movie. We're like, well, don't have to see it.
I mean, it's like to the point where, like, I had to pause it and go back and, like, what was that? And then, like, you see, like, two frames of something awesome. Like, that's awesome.
Was it a teaser or a trailer?
Yes, full trailer. It was a long trailer, too. Yeah.
Okay.
I gotta say, though, Tom Cruise is such an enigma to me. Like, he must be the best actor in the world. Because anytime he's off camera, I can't stand him and Scientology and that whole thing. And he just seems like a kind of a gross person.
Mm-hmm.
And but then you see him in a trailer or in a movie and suddenly and you're like, this is the coolest dude ever.
Yeah.
Like Ethan Hunt is like the coolest dude of all time.
Last night, I was telling my wife about the new trailer. She didn't watch it. But when I told her how Jeremy Renner is going to be taking over the franchise, she goes, oh, that's not a good choice. I don't think he'd be very good for that. I said, no, who do you think? She said, I think Shia LaBeouf would be better for
him. Oh, my God.
I was like, he's like a slightly tougher Michael Cera.
He's already got Transformers and Indiana Jones.
He's out of Transformers now.
Anyway, the island made $35 million domestically.
Oh, shit. Well, Ben, you were right. That did not do
it made 100, thank you. It made 127 foreign.
Okay, so $150 million worldwide.
Right, 162 total.
162. Yeah. That's not too bad.
But I feel like that whole like not giving much away thing really helps for some things, like Super 8. Mm-hmm. I knew nothing about Super 8 at all.
I still need to watch that.
Same here.
It's an amazing movie. It's so good. It's my new favorite movie, and I don't say that very often.
But you will say it till you run it into the ground, though.
No, I think we already talked about this, right? But one of the kid actors in that movie is someone we worked with for some...
Oh, right. One of the Aeon pieces?
Yeah, the Aeon pieces.
Aeon videos, yeah.
And that was when Kristen Marshall, before they worked for the company, when they were contracted, right?
Mm-hmm. Do we ever tell our J.J. Abrams story on the podcast, Gus?
I think we did after it happened last year.
Oh, when you guys were like being creepy. And
we were like 2 seconds away from being obnoxious and the bartender stopped us. Yeah. I'm glad he did.
Thank you, bartender.
Thank you, bartender. Might be the only people in the world that have sat down next to J.J. Abrams at a bar, looked at him, and moved as far away from him as possible.
You kind of give him more of a complex than anything. Yeah, he's like, what's wrong with
him? Yeah.
It's like, oh, Cloverfield. All right, well, we should wrap this shit up.
Oh, should we go find some lunch somewhere, or are you going to be too busy editing this?
I could find some lunch.
Let's go. Oh, shit. I have a date with Brandon.
Oh, you can't go to lunch
date with Brandon.
Maybe, yeah.
Did you bring that whole thing up just to brag that you have a date with me?
Oh, sorry, guys. I'm way too busy.
You want to go to lunch? Oh, that's too bad because I can't.
Yeah. I have other plans.
Brandon and I are going to get raccoon costumes.
Oh, come on.
You guys aren't invited.
All right.
Well, we're wrapping this up. Thanks for listening.
Ta-ta.
Bye.